This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 27, 2026. The North Shore is still digging out. Gloucester City offices and schools are closed today. Cloudy afternoon, breezy, low 20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:57 p.m. Caroline Enos and Michael McHugh report in the Salem News. Plows scraped around 20 inches of snow off the roads in some parts of the North Shore during Sunday's storm. That stretched into Monday, canceling school, prompting parking bans, and piling up a snow total the area hasn't seen in several years. As of Monday evening, the snow has so far canceled school Tuesday in Salem, Swampscott, and Peabody. Parking bans remain in effect in Beverly, Peabody, Salem, and Danvers until further notice. Beverly's ban extends until Tuesday evening. Public Services Commissioner Michael Collins said Monday afternoon, though he did not share a specific time. And Gloucester Times reporters Stephen Hagen and Andrea Holbrook report that Cape Ann residents and municipal employees dug out Monday from the late weekend storm, working to put things back together. The work continues today as Cape Ann continues to dig out from the snowstorm that dumped up to 22 inches of snow on Sunday into Monday, according to the National Weather Service. It predicted the storm would deliver 2 to 4 more inches of snow yesterday afternoon and last night, tapering off around 8 p.m., but it actually didn't taper off till around midnight. Citing expected unsafe travel conditions, Gloucester Superintendent Ben Lummis said students will have another snow day today. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan. North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.
State House reports that Massachusetts is among a minority of states where you can lose your driver's license for unpaid parking tickets, tolls, and other minor violations. But advocates want to change that. A proposal on Beacon Hill would effectively end debt-based driving restrictions by prohibiting the State Registry of Motor Vehicles from suspending driver's licenses over unpaid fines for non-criminal infractions. And itemlive.com reports members of the Lynn Fire Department raced up the stairs at TD Garden and raised $3,300 for families of fallen first responders. The Lynn Fire Department made a significant impact at the BeFit Challenge at TD Garden, emerging as the top fundraisers while supporting a cause close to the hearts of firefighters and police officers across Massachusetts. The event, which tests participants' endurance by having them climb the stadium stairs, raised critical funds for the 100 Club of Massachusetts, an organization dedicated to providing immediate support to the families of first responders who lose their lives or are severely injured in the line of duty. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell and local sports, all the schools had a snow day yesterday and all sports activities were postponed. The Endicott men's and women's college hockey teams are having great seasons. The men are now 13-2-2, and they are ranked 7th in the nation. The women are 13-4-1, and ranked 11th in the nation. Those teams do not play until the weekend. The Endicott men's basketball team is 16-1 overall, and will host Wentworth tomorrow at 5:30. The Gulls are nationally ranked at number 17. Gloucester's Marcus Moctadino earned their league's Player of the Week honors. This is the third time he's won that award. The Celtics beat the Trailblazers 102-94 last night, and they host Atlanta tomorrow night. The Bruins lost to the Rangers in New York last night 4-3, and they're right back in action tonight at home against the Predators. The Patriots arrived back home from Denver yesterday after winning the AFC Championship. It's now on to the Super Bowl in just under 2 weeks against Seattle. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.